Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. It's a Friday, finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Wylo News Director Ken Hartman. Joining us on the phone, we've been excited to talk to her all week on this Friday. We say good morning to Anita Gordon. Hey, Anita.
Hello.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning. A lot of our listeners and viewers may remember you. You came over for our scaled-down version of our senior fair a couple months back.
I did, yes. Thank you for having me. That was a blast.
Yeah, it was fun, even though scaled down. I loved your personality, Anita, and how that comes across.
Thank you.
Yeah, and how that comes across on television, on video and audio. Do you enjoy kind of teaching as you paint?
I do. I love it. I actually used to do some mentoring and teaching classes as well, all ages. So I just really enjoy seeing others get to participate in the arts and how much it impacts them as well. Yeah, it's really important to me.
So today at HoosierlandTV.com at 12 noon, we're going to premiere a brand new show that Michael Hall has put together with you called Formation Formulas. Can you give us a little preview as to what that might be like?
Yes. So I actually do an entire painting throughout that process. You're going to see a horse painting from start to finish. I have a base color on there, and then you see all of the lines go in, all of the colors build up. And then I also talk through the process a little bit. So if anyone is learning painting or curious about the process, they get to learn a little bit behind the scenes for that one.
And is this generally a half-hour program or so?
I think it is a half-hour for this one. Yeah.
All right. What does it mean?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. What does it mean to be a resident artist at the Sugar Creek Art Center? What is your commitment on that?
Yes, so as a resident artist, I get to use one of the studio spaces in the building and then come in anytime I would like and create artwork. You also get access to the facility, so you get to see other artists' work and see how they do their processes as well and kind of develop that community. I'm also the artist representative at the moment for this year, so I get to help create the shows, coordinate all of that stuff, and just meet artists from outside as well.
Does that keep you pretty busy?
It does. Oh, yes.
Do you do anything else part-time or full-time, or is this something you're trying to actually make a living at?
Yes, a little bit of all of it, actually. I do a lot of commissions at the moment, and then I also do a little bit of teaching occasionally, just with smaller workshop things. And then I'm a server in Lebanon, so I'm trying to do a little bit of everything, just keep the energy up.
You mentioned that you do some commission work. Does that mean that if somebody has something they would like painted, you could probably do that and they could get a hold of you and get that in the works?
Absolutely, yes. And I actually have a website. People can do their forms and send emails through that direction as well. So, yes, I do take commissions.
Well, give us that website while we've got you here on the radio and TV.
It's mymessypalettes.com, MYMESSYPALETTE.com.
Mymessypalette.com.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. What does the next 3 to 5 years hold for you, Anita, or do you know?
I know just a little bit. I do want to continue with the Sugar Creek Art Center. We've got a bunch of things in the works at the moment, and I would love to develop the workshop there, kind of create that artist community and help that grow. A lot of potential there. And then I would like to travel a little bit. I've done a little bit of international travel, and I would like to continue that and develop bodies of work to come back and exhibit. So yeah, a lot of different things.
All right. Well, again, we'll look for Formation Formulas today at 12 noon on HoosierlandTV.com. Again, that's mymessypalette.com, and you've got contact information there. People can email you or get a hold of you.
I do. There's a little form in there. You can just email directly from the website.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to checking that out today at noon, and we love the partnership with you, and we look forward to new programs and episodes in the future.
Absolutely. I look forward to it as well.
All right. Thank you, Anita. Have a great weekend.
You Thank you. You as well.
All right. That's 12 noon. She seems so fun, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
I'm anxious to see that. I've got a pretty busy day today, but I'm going to try to tune that in at noon. And the beautiful part is, if I don't, it'll be archived forever there. Mm-hmm, so we can go check that out. All right.